We're on Daf Yud Zayin Omed Aleph. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav. We had so far Lahaloche as follows. That if a Yochid, let us just see Daf Tezayin Omed Beis, that which is Lahaloche, Yochid Noisniloi Beis Osayim. If a Yochid is Shora Bebike, and he made a mechitza of shesi, which is a mechitza grue. So even though he needs more than a beis osayim, he can only be makif an area of a beis osayim, which is ayin ames v'shirayim al ayin ames v'shirayim. Shnayim noisnim lehem beis osayim. Two people, they also don't have a din of a shayore, so they give for both together, that's what we pass in laloche, also they get one beis osayim. Shloisha, if there are three people, nasu shayora, v'noisnim lahen kol tzochon. So if they're making a mechitza grue, for example, they're making a mechitza shel shesi, and all the articles they have with them, they will need more than a beis osayim, they'll need five so, six so, eight so, whatever they need, noisnim lahem kol tzochon, that's how we pass in laloch. Now let us eat of Yudzayin Omed Aleph. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav. Shloisha, it is possible that you have three people that have a din of a shayora, bechomeish asurim, and they were makif a rishus of five so, and they're also, and they're not allowed to be metaltal at all. Bisheva, and we can have the same chomeish, that was makif a rishus of sheva so mutorim, and they're allowed to that hekiv is a kosher hekiv. Let us see Rashi. Shloisha bechomesh asura kloima paomim gimel anoshim asurim afilu bechomesh soy upaomim shemutorim afilu b'sheva. Sounds a little difficult to understand. Amru lei. So they told Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Hochi, Rav could have said such a thing. Omar Lohu, so they told them, Rav Gidol told them, a raisa nevi uksivi da Omar Rav Hochi, and Rashi says a raisa nevi uksivi shvu. Rav said this, that sometimes they could be makif an area of five, and it is also for them to be metaltal. And some say they can makiv an area of seven in his mutter. Omar Rav Ashi Maikasha. What is the problem? Dilma Ochikama. Maybe Rav said as follows. Hutzrichu l'sheish. Let's say they needed an area of sheish. So that's what they needed. So they're permitted to be makiv an area of sheish. It's a shayore. V'kifu b'sheva. And they were makiv a grade. They weren't mitzamtzim. They were makif an area of seven. So the halacha is, so since there is not left over a base sosayim that is not mukif ledira, that means there's only a base saw that is not mukif ledira. That means there's only mukif a base saw that they don't need, that they're not going to use. So that doesn't answer the whole hekif. In fact, they are mutter in this whole hekif. V'kifu b'sheva, afilu b'sheva, mud, yeah. V'kifu b'sheva, utzuchu l'sheish v'kifu b'sheva, afilu b'sheva, mud torim. Lehu utzuchu elo l'chomeish, what is if they needed five? V'kifu b'sheva, and they were makif sheva, afilu b'chomeish asurim. So now they're also afilu b'chomeish, it's afilu the five that they need. They're also awesome. Let us see Rashi. Hutzrichu l'sheish v'hikifu l'sheva shesi b'loy orev mutorim. The lack of beis osayim poni. There's not a beis osayim that is poni that would ask of the hekif. There's only a beis o poni, which is nishkefelach. Le'hutzrichu elo lehei v'hikifu l'zayin afilo b'einami yasurim. Bahashte le'mahani mechitzis. Hoyl vehuk vule beis osaim yaisem ech dey tzolcham, sada rishaynim loim shatz, it's called, so it's parutz b'milui lamokim osala, because the beis osaim is osa betultul, because that beis osaim is not considered mukif ledira, they don't need it. So memeila in the whole area is open to that rishus. So memeila, so the whole mokim is osa. So the osa afilu b'chomish. Zuk the Gemara weiter. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that you could have a shayore of three people, and they're mugbul to chomesh. That's what you're telling me. In the mele, they made sheva, so that is sosayim shleihukiv ledire. In the mele, so the whole hekiv becomes us. Velahadiktoni ubelvachle beisosayim ponui. We learned that when is it muta, when is it osa, or when is it muta shaloye beiso sayim poni? When there's not a beiso sayim poni, then it is muta. When there's a beiso sayim, then it's osa. My love ponui me odom. And for the Gemara, loi ponui me kela. Now let us see Rashi. My love ponui me odom. Kigoi shloishe shehi kifu chesoi. There were three people, and they were makif an area of chesoim. The chiyavis lechol chad beisosayim. If you'll give all three a beisosayim, so then akati poshelu, so you have sixo poshelu beisosayim poni b'loy bail. Avozayin loy. But if they only made Zayin, the Chiyovis Beiso Sayim L'chol Chad, Loi Posh, Loi Elo Chad Beiso, B'loi Bailim. So the Gemara, the Makshin held, this statement that you said, Loi Hutzuchu Elo L'chomesh V'kifui B'sheva, so you're saying that they're too so, more than they need. They only needed chomesh. So the Makshin held, what's that they only needed chomesh? The Makshin held that noisim lem kol tzolchon by a shayore, kol tzolchon means as follows. Each gavre is permitted to have a beis osayim. So he have already sick, an area of sikso. Now kol tzolchon also includes if for the kelim that they have with them, they need a greater area, so you'll give them more than sikso. But al koponim, six saw they zicha have. So memela seven saw is not sosayim overboard. It's only one saw overboard. That's the Gemara's kasha. How could you say lehutzchu elu lechomesh? They're entitled automatically to six saw since they are as three people. So kol tzolcha means kol tzolcha yodom. And each odom is entitled to sosayim. That was the havamin of the Gemara. And for the Gemara, loy poni mikalim, kloimel. That what we say, if there's a beis osayim extra, that is a beis osayim extra, there's also, kloimel. Sheyesh beina mechitzis beis osayim ponu ishloyoyu tzrichen loy. Va'af al gav de'inu shloyshe, even though they are three, imein tzrichen, elo le beis osayim, if all these three would only need a beis osayim v'kifu dalit soin nami botli mechitzis. So memela the shakla v'tayim of the Gemara was does in ashayore is each one entitled to sosayim. The havamin of the Gemara was that each one is entitled to sosayim, and the Gemara's maskona is no. If with the kalim that they have with themselves, and you have three people, so one sosayim is sufficient. So already. So two sosayim will be already, will passel the whole hekif. So memela, so we can very easily say, lehutzuchu elu lechomesh, v'kifoi b'sheva. That is the end of that sugya. It's a fangtzachon, a misalanaya sugya. Itma, shloisha, so we had al kaponim, there's a difference between shloisha and shtai. Shloisha are entitled to kol tzolchan, whatever the kol tzolchan will involve. Shnayim is noisim lehem beis osayim. Shloisha, what is if bishas knisas hashabbos, they had made the hekif, they decided to remain there for Shabbos, and there were three people. Umeis echad mehem. And now one of them died in the middle of Shabbos. So now, since he's not around, they don't need so much. Umeis echad mehem. Like this now with Shnayim. Shnayim are only entitled to Sosayim. Shloisha is entitled to Kol Tzolchem. Now it's Shnayim, so Shnayim only need a base of Sayim. Before they had a large Hekif, and now they're back to Shnayim. Or the other way around. Shnayim, there were Bishas Knesis HaShabbos, Bishas the Hekif, there were two people in this Hekif. V'nitaisvu alayhem. And now it became Nitaisif. Now there are three, but this happened in Shabbos. A third person came to stay with them. He was Bateich HaTchum, and he came to stay with them. So there's a Machloikis, Rav Hune ve Rabbi Yitzhak. Chad Omar Shabbos Beiremes. That we see what was Betchilis Knesis HaShabbos. Loshen of Shabbos Beiremes. It's very unclear. The Ritva says, Knisas Shabbos Geiremes Kinyin Shvise. What was Betchilas HaShabbos, that decides how the Kinyin Shvise will be, and that will decide what kind of a mechitza, what kind of a hekev they're entitled to. Shabbos Geirem. So we see what was Betchilas HaShabbos. In Betchilas HaShabbos there was three. So the heter remains. If Betchila Shabbos there were two, so Memela, they will not get a heter if it was Nitaisvu Diyorim in Shabbos. V'chad Omer Diyorim Garmin. There's no such thing as Shabbos. You have to see Lemaise, what the matzav is. If there are now Diyorim which are entitled to Kol Tzolchem, they'll be entitled to Kol Tzolchem. They don't have these Diyorim, so they're not entitled. There's no such thing as Shabbos Garmin. You look at the matzav of the Yoyrim. Zok the Gemara, Tistayim derav hune hu di omar Shabbos Geirem. So we have a machlokes Rav Hune Rabbi Yitzhak, and we don't know who holds what. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a ride that Rav Hune holds Shabbos Geirem. And whatever was chal betchilas HaShabbos, that remains. The omar Rabbi, boy, I asked Mirav Hune Boi Mirav Yehuda. Irei Derech HaPesach. Let us look at the Perush Chai for a minute. Let's say that's page 37, in picture 240. The halacha is, if you have two chatzeres, we have here in picture 240, we have here two chatzeres in front of the bottom, and there is a mechitza that is mavdol the two chatzeres, but there's a Pesach also in between. This Pesach is dalet vachim, and the Pesach enables one to go to the other chatzah. They can go from one chatzah to the other chatzah. Now, since there's a Pesach from one chatzah to the other chatzah, so if they want, they don't have to make a ruvi chatzeres. But then he says each one, the Pesach will not aser. It's not called Poritz bin Milui Lamoki Ma'osoloi, because it's not a Pirtz, it's a Pesach. But if they want, they're able to make Iruvi Chatzeres. And that's the case over here. They made Iruvi Chatzeres. Since they have an oif and how to get from one to the other, so it can become one big chot, so they made Iruvi Chatzeres. Now, Vinistam HaPesach, that's 241. As we see, like the part of the wall caved in, and the Mokim HaPesach became Nistam. So now they don't have a Pesach that enables them to go from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Could be there are pirtzes or chaloines that they can still go through, but it doesn't have the correct shia. In order to be able to make one eruvi chatzeres, you have to have a shir Pesach or a shir chaloin bentayim in order to make it for one chotzer that an eruvi chatzeres should help. So now, Erev Shabbos, there was a Pesach. In the middle of Shabbos was Nistamo HaPesach. And they had already made an Iruvei Chatzeres. That was the Shaila. Erev Derech HaPesach. They made an Erev with the, because al das that they could travel from one chatzah to the other, they can go from one chatzah to the other chatzah, because there's a Pesach there. V'nistam ha-Pesach, or derech ha-chaloin, or there was a chaloin between the two chatzahs in the kaisel, v'nistam ha-chaloin. Mal, so this shaila was asked from Rav Huna. V'om Ali, and Rav Huna answered, Shabbos hoyol v'hutra hutra, since betchilas knisus ha-Shabbos. There was a heta, that means then, betchilas knisus ha-Shabbos, we had the tnoyim that were that enabled us to have a heter to be metalta from one chotzer to the other chotzer. But chilas knisus haShabbos was a Pesach between the two chatzeres, so then we were able to make an ebuvi chatzeres. So memela, since the heter was chal, so even though now we don't have this tnoim, it's nistamo a Pesach, hoyol v'hutra hutra. So we see Rav Huna is the one that holds hoyol v'hutra hutra. So mistame, this is the same Rav Huna. So here we have a different case. Here we have a case that there were three people who had a hekif of kol tzolchon, that was a shayora, that was mukif kol tzolchon, they had a heter that the mechitza should be matter for kol tzolchon, because there were a shayora. So since that heter was already chal, so even though b'emtza Shabbos, the mekoyr of the heter, the shayrish of the heter became this battle, because now meis echad mehem, but the heter still remained. Shabbos hoyol v'hutra hutra, that's the slumdis of Shabbos geiremes, tistai, so the Gemara says it's a rai. Let us see Rashi. Umeis echad mehem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. V'nitoisvu aleihem b'Shabbos. That's the second case. Shabbos geiremes. Shloisha umeis echad mehem. Hoyil v'geiremes Shabbos lahatel. Since Shabbos was geiremeheta mutorim ha-shnai. Afilu l'Rab Yehuda. So Rab Yehuda says that Shnayim only have a base of Sayim. That's Rab Yehuda says, Aval Pikein, since it was the Heta ready for Kol Tzolchon, so Memela this Heta remains for the Shnayim. In the other case, Shnayim v'kifu yaisami base of Sayim. So Memela the Heta was Nabibishas, Tchilus Knesis HaShabbos, there was not a heter total, because it was a hekef yaisa mitzolcha. Af al pi sheni toisvu aleihem diyorim, asurin l'Rab Yehuda, hoyel shenichnes HaShabbos gorma le'isa, so memel then there was chal apsan isa betchilus Knesis HaShabbos, that isa does not go off, even though they changed, their matzav have changed, now they became a shayora. That is one mandiyama. Another mandiyama says, diyoyrin goyrmin. Gimul omeis echad mehem, debotzri diyoyrim asurim imikifu yais mebeis osai. Shnai v'nitois v'aleim utorim dike diyoyrim. Irev derech ha-pesach v'nistam ha-pesach. Im hoyu beis chatzeres. U-pesach b'neim. Let us see the hagos abach. V'irvu aldas ha-pesach. They made an eruv chatzeres. Because there's a Pesach between the two chatzeres that one could go from one chatzah to the other chatzah. Va'achshav, then we skip down towards the last line of Rashi. Va'achshav nistam v'shabbos, shenof lo kenegdoi ma'poilus. Mal, mishori lishtamushay derech shal chaloines ha'pchusais midalit. Now you don't have really a dovol that could be mechaber the two chatzeres, because the chaloines which are in the kaisel are less than dalit. Sheiru yisleirim can amrine per kaloin. Is al kaponim saravuna said oil v'hutra hutra. This time, so now we know that Ravuna is the mate and Rabbi Yitzchak is the oisa. Frag the Gemara. Leimo Ravuna v'Rabbi Yitzchak beplukte de Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda kamifliki. One holds the zasvar of hoyel v'hutra hutra, and the other says, you look at the matzah. So l'chayre, this is a machlokes tanoim. This nan, we learned as follows. Chotzer shenifritzo mishtei rechayser. This is picture 244. That there was a pirtz in the chotzer from two ruchays. Chotzer shenifritzo mishtei rechayser. V'chein baye shenifratz mishtei ruchaysov. That's picture 245 and page 38. So Mamela, this is no good. This is the Steidach nicht. It appeals to Ruches. Vechein Mavui Shenitlu Kairaisov. There was a Mavui Shenitlu Kairaisov. The Kairis of the Mavui were taken off in Shabbos. Oy Lachoya, or the Lachoyaim were taken off. Mutarim Loisai Shabbos. So the Mutta Loisai Shabbos. Vaasurim Loosad Lovai. Next Shabbos. You have to, we will not matter. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Is Rabbi Yehuda also svara, hoyil v'hutra hutra, hoyil betchilas knisas ha-shabbos. It was permissible to carry in these areas in the chotzer and the movoi, so memela, they have the remains for the whole Shabbos. Next Shabbos, you have to make a new lechi. Rabbi Yehuda says, im mutarim laisa Shabbos, mutarim laisa love. You can't be, it doesn't, that's a nice gal. Imutarim loisa Shabbos, of Yamata for the Shabbos without Lechayayim, so there should be Mutar next Shabbos also. Vimasurim loisid lova yasurim loisa Shabbos. You can't split the hair. And Rashi will say, so Rabbi Yossi also, so what is it? So it's also in the Shabbos also. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. So Memele, so Lechayre, this machloikis, it seems this is the machloikis like Rav Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak. That Rabbi Yehuda holds Hoyel v'Hutra Hutra, and Rabbi Yossi holds that you look what the matzav is. Before there were mechitzes, now there aren't mechitzes. So leimer Rav Huna da omer ke Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Yitzchak da omer ke Rabbi Yossi. Leimer ke Tanoi. Zogt die Gemara omer lecho Rav Huna, ano da omri afilu le Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Huna says no. I can agree with Rabbi Yossi. I can hold like Rabbi Yossi. That you don't say, hoyil v'hutra hutra. I do say, ad kan lo ikoma Rabbi Yossi hosom elo deles nilo mechitzis. Over there, there's a more difficult problem. Over there, you're missing mechitzis. You don't have a mechitza. You don't have a lechi. You don't have a kaire. What's nifritze kois le'achotza. So memele, you don't have mechitzis. So there it wasn't said the halacha hoyil v'hutra hutra. They would never matter a movie without mechitzes. Hocho isnu the mechitzes. Here you have mechitzes. In my case, there was a mechitzes. And the mechitzes, no, the shaila was, if these mechitzes will be matter called tzocha. Because it's mechitzes gruas. But you have mechitzes. So memele, since b'shas tchilas knisas ha-shabbos, we were eligible for a heter of kol tzochem, that these mechitzes should be mater kol tzochem. So even though now in the middle of Shabbos we lost our eligibility because we only two people now, and now we say that the mechitzes which are still in existence, the heter that we were able to derive from these mechitzes b'tchilas knisas ha-shabbos remains. But that's if you have mechitzes. Masha Enkein, and let's speak about the second case also. The second case of Rav Huna, is speaking about the Yosef Rishus HaYochidike Mechitzes. I mean, the whole problem was an Eruvi Chatzeresike problem over here. Can I be Ma'ariv with my Shochen and his Chotzer? There's no Pesach Beineinu. But there's no problem of Mechitzes. It's not Poritz Lushus HaRabim. These problems are non-existent. So, memele, if you have mechitzes, it is a reshus ayochid. Ba'aval pikein, there are still problems, technical problems involved to be matter tiltul. There we say hoyil v'hutra hutra. But if you have lemaise, if now you are missing taka mechitze, then we never said hoyil v'hutra hutra. So, memele, the Rav Huna says I can hold like Rabbi Yossi. V'Rav Yitzchak omar, ano da omri afilu l'Rav Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak says, ano da omri afilu l'Rav Yehuda. Ad kan, like, so what, Rav Yitzchak is the machmer. Rav Yitzchak is the machmer. And Rav Yehuda says, oyu v'hutra hutra. So Rav Yitzchak says, ano da omri afilu l'Rav Yehuda. Ad kan, like, omar, Rav Yehuda hosom, elu di isnu l'di oirem. You're missing mechitzes. But you're not missing the Yoyrim. Hoche lesnu le the Yoyrim. So it seems Rabbi Yitzchak says as for him, the Yoyrim is a bigger machir. If you need the Yoyrim for a heter, So Mimelin, you don't have the Diyorim, that you can't say Hel Behutrutra. If that is not the problem, there's a different problem, then you do say Hel Behutrutra. So Lachayre, it comes out now, according to this Gemara, that Rabbi Yitzchak also holds Hoyel Behutra Hutra, except when there's a problem of Diyorim. When there's a problem of Diyorim, then Rabbi Yitzchak does not hold Hoyel Behutra Hutra. So now we have here a problem of the Gemara before. The Gemara before said we didn't know who was the Machmer, who was the Mekel. So the Gemara said, Tistayim the Rav Huna who the Omar Shabbos Geremes, because Rav Huna said that Irev derech HaPesach v'nistam HaPesach derech HaLoyin v'nistam HaLoyin Mahu v'omar Shabbos Oyel v'Hutra Hutra. So the Gemara says, you see, Rav Huna holds Oyel v'Hutra Hutra. So over there is L'chay, there's no problem of Diyorim. It's a different problem. There's a problem that the Pesach, which enabled us to make an Eruv Chatzeres, became Nistam. That's a problem. So Rav Huna holds it's good. For all practical purposes, Rabbi Yitzchak could also hold that that's good. Because there is no problem of the Diyorim. There is no problem of, there's a different problem. So L'chayre, so now at the end of the Sugya, how does this stem with the Friedrich Gemara Testayim? This is a kasha that the Rabbeinu Peretz asks. Memeson Chaisvis is also, Teich HaDvorim speaks about this shayla. So there are two mahalchim. There are two mahalchim in Rishayim how to solve this problem. One mahalach in Rishayim is Enachanam B'takeh. That the Gemara before did not know. Now the Gemara was machadish that the Rav Yitzchak also holds Hel V'Hutra Hutra, but if there's no Diyorim problem, he'll hold Hel V'Hutra Hutra. Afilu when there's a chesong and mechitzis, he can hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But when there's a Diyorim problem, then he's a stickler, and then, so Enachanami, according to the Maskonos HaGemara, now we don't know, here's the Machloikis in Diyorim, so we don't know who's the Machmer, we lost the Testayim already. We lost the Testayim, who holds what. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach, the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says, La'achel shenistam ha-Pesach, choshev kelesnehu l'diyoyrim, dein yecholim leilech maisha yecholim leilech kaidim shenistam. That chesorin, that the people from the two chatzeres cannot go from one chotzer to the other, safakert, the heter of Eruv Chatzeres also needs that the people should be able to go to one chotzer to the other chotzer. That's equivalent to Diyorim. That it's possible that I can go to you and you can go to me. So we need that for a heter of Eruv Chatzeres. And now that's Nistimo HaChotzer, so Memeila, so now it's called Lesnu L'Diyorim. So Mamela, according to this Mahalach, the Gemara, so the Testayim is a good Testayim. Nistimo HaPesach has a din ki'ilu lesnehu l'diyorim. V'chachomim oimrim echod mishnei dvorim, haynu tanakame. Frag the Gemara, we hear here, na Mishneh, we hear here, a four-way machloikis. The Mishneh said as follows. Bishayoru dibru divre Rab Yehuda. The Gemara said pshat in Daf Kazayna Medbeis, Bishayoru dibru divre Rab Yehuda, that the whole heter of Kol Tzolchan, more than Beis Hosayim, applies only to Ashayoru. V'chachomim oimrim, lo dibru Bishayoru ela bohoide. No, the heter of Kol Tzolchan will apply a filo for Yechidim also. So that is the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Right on the Mishnah we had, that a member of Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda, Kol mechitze she'enoi shel shesi v'shel orev, enoi mechitze div Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda holds Ashayor is also not mutter. You have to have a mechitze shel shesi v'orev. If it's only a mechitze shel shesi, it is not matter kol tzochen afilo for Ashayor. V'chachomim oimrim. So here we understand Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the third sheeta. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is chaylik kefilo by shayore. Rabbi Yehuda is moited to the chomim by shayore is chaylik by yechidim. V'chachomim oimrim. Now we have a fourth sheeta. Echod mishnei dvorim. Shasi is good. Oriv is good. You don't need both. Al kalponim. So we have here the chachomim lochayre. The chachamim which are chaylik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, they're like the first chachamim. So that's the Gemara Shail. Chachamim oimrim echad mishnei dvorim that a mechitza shel shesi is good. Frak the Gemara haynu tanekame, and for the Gemara ike binayu yochid beyishuv. And nafke mina will be a yochid beyishuv, not bebike. A yochid bebike, he finds himself in a difficult position. He doesn't have the materials to make a mechitza. So then the Tanakama holds, and noisim lo kol tzolcha. He can't make a better mechitza. The circumstances prevent him from making a better mechitza. He's bebike. Aber a yochid beyishuv, Rabbi Yid, make a good mechitza. So then, I feel according to the Tanakama, they weren't matter the hekef lo kol tzolcha. And the Chachomim Basroi hold that Afilu Ayochid BeYishuv is also permitted. Afilu Ayochid BeYishuv is also permitted called Tzolchei with a Mechitza Geruwa of Shesi. Let us see Rashi. Chotzer shenifritzo b'Shabbos mishnei ruchayseil mafarsh b'perik kol gages my time and nokat mi beiz ruchayseil shenitlo kairosoi oilech yoi b'Shabbos. If we'll notice that Rashi made here a girse, the Baraisa says shenitlo kairosov oilecho yov loshen rabim, and Rashi says a loshen yochid. See in Taisus about that. Mutarim lo isa Shabbos, tamrinen hoil behutra hutra, that is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi oimer im mutarim this Shabbos, ishvamut the next Shabbos, and oshin mepe kol gagis, Rabbi Yosi lisa. Vochikam kshem shasurim lo sid lo vikachasum lo isa Shabbos. Alma lo imrinen hoil behutra hutra keda Rabbi Yitzhak. Frag de gemore hainu tane kame, rabbonan kamoi. So what is the difference between Rachamim Basroim and the Rabbanan Kamoi? He can be nayu yochid beyishuv. The Tane Kama de Koma loy dibru b'shayor el bahoive. Ulaoylam yochid nami mutar. A yochid is also mit mutar yochid dumi b'shayor. A yochid is speaking about the same tzir of a shayor, the bederech, v'loi b'yish. Hayol v'yochel asis mechitza genes. A yochid, that is b'yishiv. Since he can make a geherige mechitza, semele, we were not matter for him, a mechitza shel shesi, kol tzolchei. V'rabonam basroi, amilsed rabbi yisib rabbi yudeka madri. The koma iyu ein a mechitza. It's never a mechitza, loi bederech, v'loi b'yishiv. And what he's saying, Eino, they're saying it is. Echad Yochid, Echad Rabim, Bein Bederech, Bein Beyishuv. Let us see Taisvis Kairoisov. The previous Taisvis is a very complicated Taisvis which brings a multitude of Gemoras. It's only Negeya, one Nekude, if we paskin like Ravuna, if we don't paskin like Ravuna, and Taisvis is mavchen between the different amiroim and different gemor and different cases, if it's doimet teravun, if it's not doimet, that's the previous teisvus. Kairoisav oi lechoyev. Bepeirish rashi beksivas yodoi nimtza kosov kairosoi oi lechoyoi. Vadin imoi. You don't have to have nitlu kairoisav. Va'av al gav dalibed rab Yehude kaimina. Even though here was this Mishnah speaking about according to Rab Yehude, va'ashkachas lo ledidei movui niter b'shtei kaire sh'shnei l'chayayim k'moi b'mefulish. Rav Yehuda grad holds a movui mefulish is niter with two kaires or with two l'chayayim. So according to Rav Yehuda, there are two kaires and two l'chayayim. Ava mikol mokim lomali lamin ked kaire isof. But why do you have to say, we want to say that it became Nifsal Bemtza Shabbos. So in order to be Nifsal Bemtza Shabbos, we don't have to make that both Kairos fell off. Kim de Bekair Achas Abilechi Echot Nesach Hamov. Zog de Mishne weiter. Arbo Dvorim Potru Bemachne. A machne, the bring down from Yerushalmi, the minimum of a machne is asor anoshim. A machne hayoytzeis lemulchome. A machne that yoytze lemulchome, they were matter arbo dvorim. What are the arbo dvorim? Mevi in eitzim. They're permitted to take eitzim. Even though there's a gezel de kishayl involved. Mikol moke. Upturim merechitzes yodayim. And they're potter from Atilas Yodayim. Umidmai, they're permitted to eat the mai. Umila Arev, and they're permitted to be metaltal without an Erev. Zogt Rashi, Bemachne hayoitzis lemulchom, mevien eitzim ve'ein choyshishin legezel. They're allowed to take eitzim from any private property. Umila Arev, and they're potter la Arev eruvi chatzeres. For example, Imikifu Eilu Veilu. They made this machne made two hakofes. That means two mechitzes. Each one has a different mechitze around them. Umechitze mavsekes beinayim v'yeshom Pesach. Ein tzrichin la'aret. They don't have to make, that's picture 247. 247, there's two machnes and there's a mechitze beinayim. And, they don't have to make an eruvi chatzeres. And they will permit to be metaltal from one to the other. Tanu Rabbono, machne hayoytzis lemulchemes harishus. It's not speaking about mulchemes mitzvah. So trashi stam mulchemes rishus mi mulchemes yeshuv ve'eilach shihoyso mulchemes mitzvah. So that kibush oretz was mulchemes mitzvah and all the others seem has a din of mulchemes rishus. Mutorim begezel eitzim yeveshim. Now, Eitzim Yeveshim is a hiddur. That's worth something for the Balabas. Sutrashi v'cholshkein lachim. Eitzim lachim, which doesn't have too much of a value to the Balabas, is poshna. Filu Yeveshim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima Oimer, another thing they're permitted to do. Avchoinim v'chol mokim. Wherever they want to rest, they're permitted to go in v'choine, even though it also involves mustama down the property of someone. And also, the mokim shenergu shom nikborim. That the loche is that the kvure should be where they were nerek. That's the that's where the kvure should be. Zok the gemara. Now let's start explaining these aloches. Mutorim begezel eitzim yevesh. Frek the gemara. So it seems this is a heter of a machna yoytzis lemulchomet. Stamazoi, a person is not permitted to take Eitzim Yeveshim from his Shochin, but a Machne is permitted. Frek the Gemore, Haita Kante the Yeshua have. Yeshua already made a Takone that everyone is allowed to take Eitzim. The Omama, Asora Tnoim Hisne Yeshua, when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, so there were 10 agreements that Yeshua made. For example, Sheyei Marin Bechorshin, that one is permitted to take his behemoth in if Yenna has a yard, there's a forest. If Shimon possesses a forest, so Reuben is permitted to take his behemoth in Shimon's forest, and he's allowed to be Roy's behemoth there. That's the corner number one. He says the Shimon is not having too much of a hefset from this. Umelaktim Eitzim Misodei same. And Reuben is allowed to take Eitzim from Shimon's Sodis. So Memele, so why do you have a special heter over here of Amachna Yaitzis Lamulchome? Let us see Rash. Asora Tnoim Babakama Perik Merube. Shimarum Bakir Shimshekol Odom Moilich Bay Moisov Lirois Biyar Shol Khaveroi. Bulayak bit balayar Mishum de Lablik Tsirikoi. Samazoi the thing that is growing there, he won't be Kaitzer at Cyberside. So what's Kaninish Bashtain? The Yenish Biroi Bei Moisev. Amalkaponim, we see this also a heto, Molaktim, Eitzim, Misodei Sayim. And for the Gemara, Peretz number one, Hosam Behizmi Vechigi. There we're speaking about Eitzim Geruim. These are types of thorn bushes. So these Eitzim, everyone is permitted. Hoche B'shar Eitzim. Here we're speaking about other Eitzim, which it seems are more choshev. And here they were matter for Amachna Yetzel and Mulchom. Inami. Hosam B'mechuborim. There it's speaking about it was Mechuba. That means the owner had not cut it for himself to use for kindling wood. So Mamela, someone else is permitted to cut it. Aber hoche betlushim, do retzer do, that you only cut it already for himself. And then the soldiers come by and they take it for themselves. That's a besondere schus for namachne. Inami hosam belachim, which are not roi lahesik, oche beyeveshim. Zogt Rashi, oche betlushim, afo pishe tolshim abaylam litzolchon lahesik. The Bailam was toilish these Eitzim Litzolchon. V'yesh v'hem mishum gezel. This is a real gezel already. This he wants. Eitzel acherim mutal anshei machne. Zog toisvitz. Osam b'milchul borim. Lahayish nu yanami airi behizmi v'higi. He says that. But Yeshua was matter. Hizmi v'higi. Hiskin Yeshua Ella Hizmi Vigi Amuchul Borim Velachim Kedoma Behedye Bemerube. So that means it has to be Tlosel Greyuset. Hizmi Vigi. It wasn't cut yet in its lach. Rab Yehuda Ben Taima Oimer Avchoinin Bechol Mokim. They're allowed to be Choinin Bechol Mokim Ube Mokim Shene Rogim Shom Nigbor. They're permitted to be Nigba. Frek the Gemara Pshite. Meis mitzvahu. Weiter, this is not a ischus that only a machne possesses. He's a meis mitzvah. U meis mitzvah koine me koime. Zogt Rashi, echod me yud tnoim shehisne Yeshua. A meis mitzvah is koine me koime. And for the Gemara, loitzriche, that what it says over here, that the nigborim b'mokim shenerogim, Afal gav, the is lay kaivrim. So Trashi, the is lay kaivrim, sheyesh lo yershim. That this person, this soldier that was killed, he has yershim. Memela, it seems our yersh is mechuyev bikvure. So they should go back up to their chavre kadisha al kaponim. They should pay for the kvurin and their base oilom. So there's a besondere din that a psayetze b'machne has a schus to be nikbel b'mkoymoy. The sanya, we learned a zehu meis mitzvah, kol she'ein loy koivrim, koire v'acherim oinin oisoy ein ze meis mitzvah. So, l'chayre, the flow of the Gemara, according to Rashi, that's how Rashi doesn't explain this Gemara over here, the Baraisa. So the Magi and the Teis Rabbein Peret says, according to Rashi, that Rashi said the Islai Kaibra means Islai Yorshim. So Lachaira, we should learn further as follows. The Sanya Eze Meis Mitzvah, Kol She'en Lai Kaibra. He doesn't have Yorshim. Kairin. So the Teis Rabbein Peret brings up Shat, but if this Meis would be Kaira, V'acherim Oynin Oysoi, and there's others that would come, that means there are Kroivim, Ein zeh meis mitzvah. L'chayre, this is pshat according to Rashi. Others learn pshat that ein zeh meis mitzvah was speaking about that a kohen is permitted to be metamatu. And pshat is ein zeh meis mitzvah kol shein lo kovrim. That means he found a meis and there's no one to be mekabarim. Koirei v'acherim oinim oisoi ein zeh meis mitzvah. If there are people around, so then the kohen is not permitted to be mekabarim because there are other people that will be mekabar. That's another mahalach. But Rashi, it seems that Rashi learned like the first mahalach, because Rashi is the islay koivrim sheyesh lo yershim, Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say. L'chayre, that's the hemshech of the Gemara. Anyway, so we're speaking about, we have here a soldier that was Nerak, so he has a Psavaz under his schus, that it's a Nikba Kainis Mekaime. Frag the Gemara, umeis mitzvah, kona Mekaime. Frag the Gemara, he was saying he's not a meis mitzvah, but a meis mitzvah, that's mitakonis Yeshua, that he's kona Mekaime. Vasanya, We learned as follows. Hamoitzi meis mutl besratye. We found a meis that was lying in the middle of, this is picture 248, that he's lying in the middle of a highway, and mutl besratye. Mefaneyu lemin asratye eilis meil asratye. Where he wants to put him, he can put him. The right side, the left side. Sode bur v'sode nir. If you have one sode, that's base. Sode bur means a sode that nothing was done to it yet. Sode nir means that they were chayrishit. They took out the thorns and the weeds. So if there's a sode bur v'sode nir, nail a sode bur, then you go and stick to the mekabe the meis mitzvah, a sode bur. Sode nir v'sode zera. There's a sode nir v'sode zera, mefaneil a sode nir. Hoyu shteyem niroi, shteyem zruoi, shteyem boiris, mefaneil a chol ruach sheyirtze. But al kaponim vayis tois, you move him around. There's no inyan of konem ekoimoi. There's other guidelines. Omar avbivi, oche b'meis amutar ala meitzer askinon. He says, this thing that said, we're speaking about so he, we find him on a place where we can't be mekabrim them. That means the din of konam mekayim ezicha can be, because you can't be mekabar a meis in the middle of the highway, because what's going to happen with all the kahanim now? All the oisei taret, so the din of konam mekayim became bottle already. So the minute it became bottle, so now we have to find for him amokim. So then we have a choice. But that what there is, the din of konam mekayim, if the konam mekayim, heichem matzla mishkalei mihosam, b'meis mutal ala meitza, shemushkav b'roichav haderech mimeitza la meitza. Mitoich shenitin l'shuslof anoisam, ibnei kahanev oisei taret. Shlo yahilu olav, so here Yizicha can leave him. Afanei lechol ruach sheyitza. Zog te gemore weiter. Ukturim mirchitzas yodai. This machne is potter from Natilas yodai. Omar Abaye, lo ishonu elo mayim rishaynim. Mayim rishaynim de potter, avo mayim achoynim choyve. This is the napot. Omar Abchiyya barashi mimnei ma'omru mayim achoynim choyve. Because in the melach there is a taruvis of melach stoimis, which is very dangerous. Is memela, therefore you have to wash mayim achoinim. Omar Abaye umishtakech. The amount of melach stoimis is kikurte bikure. In a kur of melach, you could find a kurte of melach stoimis. Abar apopikein. Even though it's a very minute amount, but it's a chayve to wash my machayim. Omar le Ravache berei de Rav le Ravashi kayol milchamai. What is the halacha if a person was measuring salt for chamorim, people who are manik chamorim? So he was oisik in salt. He wasn't eating. Does he have to wash his hands also? Omar le Halamei boy avada givis. He has to wash his hands. Zogt Rashi, shemelach zdoimis yeish, v'omar abonon, acha kol achilosho, achil melach. So memele, psanel lechiyid, after the sude, he starts eating some salt. Umishum melach, shetovol boyetz boi. So memele, he has a salty finger. So memele, now, if he won't wash mayim achoinim, he could have a sakona. Tiknu mayim achoinim. Kikulte bekure, bekur melach, yesh ma'at, me oise melach stoimis, kimin kairet kot. Kayo milchamai, modad melach lachamori. Zorich litol yodo veiloi, kolshkein de zorich. Zog toisves, mayim achoinim choyvo, zog toisves, ach shaloi nogu be mayim achoinim. Dein melach stoimis motsui beineinu. Hinami, so that's we don't lefishen onu regilim tablets by saying the b'melach achachila. So one of the two, either we don't have bechlal the sinyan of melach daimis, or the fingers are not come in contact with the melach. So memela. So therefore, that's why they're not noyig. The Ritva brings down that I think it's the Ritva or one of the other rishayim brings down that the Gemara says in Brachos viskadishtem elu mayim rishonim v'yisem kdoshim elu mayim achonim. So it seems that there's an Indian of Abazundaradin of v'yisem kdoshim elu mayim achonim. So Mamela, that's what Taisva says, achshav leinogu b'mayim achonim, that took care of the mayim achonim chayva. But what is the v'yisem kdoshim? V'yisem kdoshim is Rapsiyas two mahalchim. One mahalchim wants to say that v'yisem kedoshim is only going on the mevorech. So that was the one that saying the broches, he should have clean hands b'shas, b'zman chazal, the mezamen used to say the b'mimaytzi li'olam. So on him there's a din of v'yisem kedoshim. What about the others? The others, that din of v'yisem kedoshim doesn't apply to them. So memele, so but like this would be a shaila demechuyev als mechayva. So the din chayva does not apply bisman hazeh. Or he wants to say could be the v'yisem gedoshim is only with the shemen. We don't have the shemen side by side. So memele, the whole thing doesn't apply to us. Zokte gemara vayta umidemai. The machne is permitted to eat demai. This nan machilim es aniyim demai vesachsanoi demai. Zot Rashi Achsanoi, Chel Habo Lemelech Yisrael, an army Leilochim Aleveim Yisraelim. So Achsanoi is mutter to eat demai. Zot Rashi, demai Sofik Muusar Sofik Einem Muusar. It's Do Mai. That's the Loshen. We don't know what it is. Doroiv Amei Haoretz Maaschenein. Doroiv Amaratzim Amaas Vechumr Darabonanu. Legabi Hanach Akilu Rabona, and Legabi, so the whole thing you be saying Mechan Roy, but the Chama Wamach Legabi Hanach Akilu Rabona. So Toisves, Vesach Sanoi Demai, Perish Akuntres VYisraelim Hay. Miu BiYerushalmi Ike Plukte, the Ike the Mukilo Benochim. That the Sach Sanoi is thinking about Goyish soldiers. So in Bezoi Lochay, it's very schwer. Shkoyach, so what's the Chiddush allowed to give them the Mai, for Bosnit? The Lochay Tzach Lashmin, and the Machila Moisim, the Mai, the Tebel Oso Bahano, it's Oso Bahano Shel Kilui. A person is not allowed to give a Behemoth Tebel, a Tebel Daraisa, because Tebel is Oso Bahano Shel Kilui. It's Memele, so who Adin, you're not allowed to give a Goy isn't worse than a Behemoth. But Avalpikain, by Demai, since the whole thing is only a Chumad Rabbonon, so by the Isser Achille, Lachsanoi, they were Mekel. Samazit, to give you work at Demai, a Goyish work would also be awesome. But Lachsanoi, they were Mekel. But Demai, he kilo. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Hune, Tone, Beishamei, Oimrim, Ein Machile, Mesaniim, Demai, Besachsanoi, Demai, Beisilo loimrim achilam mesaniim demai besachsanoi demai. So machloikis beishamai and beisilo. Zog toisvis. Omar avune tane. Beishamai oimrim. No shachkan lakshis ritaim de beishamai yosu lashmina. What is he telling us? The omarim achilam loitechish lo. Vechitam shimas lashmina. The kamash malo. Imashkaches tane. If you'll ever find a tane in a baraisa. The omarim achilam. That's what he wants to tell you. He wants to tell you that there is a tane that holds a machilim or it's a b'shamay dik. Chegam namrine beperik basra di yivomis. Zog de gemore weiter. Umila arez. Now what? That they permitted that a machne should not have to make an erev. Omri de vei rabiana. Loi shonu el eruvi chatzeres. Eruvi chatzeres, where Rashi said in the Mishnah that there was a machitza by name with a Pesach. It's allowed to be metalto from one machna to the other machna without an eruv. Aber eruvi terchumim chayov. You want to go chutz l'tchum, they're chay. Why? The tonei rabchiye loikin al eruvi terchumim dvar teire. Rabchiye said you loike. So this is a deraisa. By a deraisa they were machma. So Mamela, they couldn't be Mekel by a deraisa. So Mamela, there you have to make a rubitchum. Mask if lo Rabbi Yonis, v'chi loiken alav sheba'al, yitake, the makir of tchumim is al yeitze ish mim kaimai. V'chi loiken alav sheba'al, so Mamela didn't understand clo what the kasha was. Maskim Ravache Bayakim Ella Miyato. What Al is not a love that you like on. It says Al Tipna Loivis Vala Yidainim. Ochinami the Loi Loki. Well, what's the difference Al than Loi? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yainis in Hochikashalai. It's a love, Shanitin Lazarus, Mrs. Besen. This Al, it's Al Yetze Yishmim Koimoi. Is a love, Shanitin Lazarus, Mrs. Besen. Because we'll see in Rashi, because this Al Yetze is also going on Hitzo. So, Memele, the whole love, Shanitin Lazarus, Mrs. Besen, and like and all of that's the Kashi. The Kashi is, why are you like it? It's a love, Shanitin Lazarus, Mrs. Besen. This Al, is, it was written for Zoros Mrs. Best. But the Gemara, Yevchalash Zoros Mrs. Best, and like an olive. Omar Avashi, Miksiv al Yoitzi, al Yeitze Ksiv. The love is not going on Heitzor. The love is going only on Yitzia Chutzlutchub. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, loikin al eruvi techumim, dechsiv al yeitze ishmim koimoy, im ochel yafin en techumim peg mishetziyu. Shebaal, lav shaniten lazores mises bezen, that's the most terrible. So the salka daitach al yeitze hi, that really the lav is al yeitze. Venavkelon eitzo mirshus lushus minei. Vahi av malachi, me misen aler. So how could you behold Avshin Lazarus, Shalayasa Kain, Shemishai of all of Mrs. Besen? If that is pshat in the love, you should not do this because you're higher Misa. And like in all of Afilu loy hisru boila Misa, the hisru boila Malkus, Afilu bepoil, you won't get Misa, you'll get Malkus. The hashda loy miktol, afalochi loy loki, the lazores mises niten, the loy lamalkis. The love was written for an azore, for the einish of mise. So, mamel, if that was the purpose of the love, you do not get malkis on it. So the Gemara answered, al yeitzek si ve'en kam loshen eitzos masui. The whole love was only written for chutz l'tchum, not for eitzos. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Zoktaisvis, al tifnu al ha'oivis, ochenami de loiloki, vimtaime ein ochenami, de lav shein by maisahu. So what's the problem? Tak is not loike. Yeshlem de poch lamandi oma, loike no lo, inami akim es fosav have a maise, so the shayl boiv is akim es fosav. They should get malkis. So the Gemara asked, you shouldn't get malkis over here, but slav shanitin lazores mrs. Best. Perish hakunteris. So Rashi said, the Salke Daitoch, al Yoitzehu. That the Posek is al Yoitze. The Navkelon Eitzo, Mirshus Lushus Mino. So Memele, so it's a love of Eitzo, Omishani, so Melet Nidl Azoros Mrs. Bezen. Omishani, al Yoitze, then can Loshen Eitzo's Masi. The kosher le perusha, if that's pshat matzoch klal haske da v'lav shni v'zos Mrs. Besen, kiven de makshe mikoich de boi lemei medosi ko leitzo v'loi letchumim. Ich mein verkehrt, that was the shakle of a paria. Is the lav going on eitzo, is the lav going on tchumim, the lav is going on eitzo, forgets when lom des lav shni v'zos Mrs. Besen. You don't have a lav on tchumim, the lav is talking about a different story, al yoitzi. The Rashi is learning Pshat the Gemara. The Shaka Batai of the Gemara is this a lav on Eitzo? Is this a lav on Yitzia Chutz L'Tchum? That is the whole Shaka Batai. So what's that game with the lav Shanit Nozos Mrs. Beth? Kivin the Maxim Kech the Boil Meim, Dosti Kro Loitzo, Vloi L'Tchum. Boy, Ma Maxim Rabbi Yoinesin, Rabbi Yoinesin is asking, is there a lav on Tchumim? For Rabbi Kivin Svi, that's according to Rashi, that's Pshat in the Mahalach of the Gemara. The Pasuk is speaking about Eitzo, but Rabbi Kiva still like Tchumim de Reise. V'navkelei b'mishei tziyu mi'al yeitze. So what's fractal? The zichra tana that holds that the love is going on Tchumim. Mi'im bo Rabbi Yoinus n'olay mi'da mistave kemand yom ad Rabbonon. That's it. Alzeloi ha'yachay l'kavashi. So, alzeloi ha'yachay l'kavashi. B'chol duch t'pshit l'ayla shastiru v'tchumim de Rabbonon. Lalocha we zicha paskin that tchumim is a darabona. Yeah. כדאומה בפרק בקול מהרבה, בוסות רבשי, מקסיב על יויצי, על יצא קסיב, I mean, if he means to say, הכל אינטרדקי וצטק הזה, הכל אינטרבונו צית הזה, זה מושם אתם על יצא קסיב, אם הוא זיכר פסקן תחומים דרבונו, אתה בכל דוח תפשיט אלי לשעס, תראו בי תחומים דרבונו, גם פרק בקול מהרבה, אם לא מלא רוב עליו נחמן, מן הייתה נפל דרבונו לסלי ברירה, ספיקים בתחומים, בפרק מי שהציעו, אמור לא ירוב על הבאים, איך תראו בתחומים דרבונו, מה לא יוחד במוקים רב, ואוי זה משהו בכל דוח, אני לא בקש. So the second קשה is there אפשר שיילה, זה זכר כל נתרא בקי בתחומים הזה דרייסן, זה על יצא. According to the Rabbonon, it's not a daraisa. So what's the, according to Rashi, that's all, Machlekes Rabbi Yonis and Rabashi. Rabbi Yonis says it's al Yoytzi, and Rabashi says it's al Yeytze. Boy, the Mashmah b'chol duchti d'aytzo ksivbei b'shabes. It would seem that the Zichah is a lava v'aytzo b'shabes. Ksivbei, it's written. The Perkeitz of Tzoylen Amrinen, ha-moytzi b'sar Pesach mi-chabura l'chabura. There's an iser to be moitzi b'sar Pesach from one chabura to another chabura. So the Gemara says, ein eichayim ad she-yoniach. You have to make a hanochet. Hoitzo ksivbei k'shabes. So Mamela, just like by Shabbos, where it says, hey, so, you have to make a hanoche, so by Moitzi, Psara, Pesach, you also have to make a hanoche in the different Chabur. Leimotzinen, so weiss doch ois, that you learn out, the hey, so, is Pesach, from hey, so, Shabbos, so by, hey, so, ksiv bei, the Shabbos. So weiss ois is a place that speaks about, that is a posik in Hilche Shabbos, that asks, hey, so, Lo imatzina loshen aitzo b'shabes elam haikod al yetze ish. V'perik hamad ahoyri yish yeshvorm degarsi bedye v'aitzo ksiv al yetze ish mem koyman. V'nitzim emele, so this is all not like Rashi, that l'fiyem is the posuk is speaking about trumim and not paratzo. V'nire leforich, so this is a different malach. The bein rabbi yoynes and the bein rabbi ashi nafku lo aitzo mal yetze. כדי משמע בכל מוקד, וכי משמע פשט דקרו, שעל יצא בשבוס עם קלוב ללכות הסמון כדרך שאויסן בחיל. That's פשט דקרו. וסובה רבי יוינס נפילו למען דיום התחומים די רייס, לאי לא, כי אפילו קורינט רבי כי ולאי לא, כי וואי, דקיבן דמהי קרונה מנף כי לא ניסר עיצו, That means, even though this posik is also speaking about Issa Tchumim, but it's also speaking about Issa Reitzo, Bahavi Mises Bezin, so that was Abyeinus's Kasha. Abyeinus's Kasha was, since we learn out from one posik to Alochis, and one of these Alochis is Azorel and Mises Bezin, so the other Aloche, which we derive, cannot be like it. Bahavashi Mishani Miksiv Al Yoitzi, If the ksiv was al yoytzi, v'habi iker kro boitzo, does vadi lohei eloi kenol of aval gavda tchumim nami os. So mele, if the iker kro is speaking about itzo, and the iker kro you don't care malkes, so for the dova hanidrush mea kro you also don't care malkes. Aber al yoytze ksiv, v'kiven the ikroi beloshen yitzis, even though you learn out itzo also, lohei kenol of aval gavda tchumim nami le iser itzo. Period. So Mamela, that's the Shakla Vitalia. So Taisus learns Pshat that there are two Dvorim, the Chlolim and the Posik, Haitzo and Yitziyah Chutzlatrum. The Shaila is what the Iker Posik is speaking about. So Rabashi was Machadish, the Iker Posik is speaking about Yitziyah Chutzlatrum. Va'af al Gav Zikhtach Taisvis, Nam say that the Posik is speaking about Haitzo, the Haitzo Nafla Beresh Hazirik, Aviyakolei Ha'ome Havi. So memele, so why do you need a new pasuk of Eitzo? Yitzrich trei kroi, chad leitzoas oni, v'chad leitzoas balabayis. There's a Eitzo of the oni that's oimed b'chutz, and is moishet lefnim, and there's a Eitzo of the balabayis that is oimed b'fnim, and he takes out mechutz lefnim. And why do you need two psukim, mishum do Eitzo, meloch ikru, yitzrich trei kro, kedefrishis b'shabes. Boho de mashma hoch, the have iker kro baitzo kemoi betchumim. If the iker kro would also be speaking about haitzo, I have a loki lekulam, that's the shakla batai between Rabbi Yonis and Rabashi. Aval gab de betrumim leka mis, even though now he sicher won't get misa, but Rabbi Yonis and Tainid, if the Iker Kro is also speaking about Eitzor, so you won't get misa on trumim. Ubemerube, gabi edem shehikru benefesh, shikru ukrashu benefesh, ubesayf huzmu. The Gemara in Merube is speaking about such a case, that Ba'edim Zomimim is a klal, Basisim Leikashe Zomim Las Islochim, that Hazomim is Machai, whatever they wanted to do. It's well be if they wanted to kill someone, so after the Chiyav Hazomim, you'll kill them. What would be Edim Shehukrishu B'Nefesh Ulubsoif Huzmu? What if before you were Mazim the Edim, you were first Makrish the Edim? First two Edim said Fakelt and these two Edim. Or Bohorug Beraglov. So Memele, in such a case, let's say Hukrashu B'Nefesh at the Horu came. So Memele, and later you were Mazim them. So the Shaila is, since B'Shas HaZome, their Edis was not acceptable anymore, so one man the Omer says, you don't say, Basisim Loikash HaZome. Because B'Shas HaZome, their Edis was very Mukrish. So it says like this, Kabe Edim Shukrashu B'Nefesh Obseif Uzmu, Mashmed Deloikim, that you can give them malchus and leisane leman the yoma ain erogim. That means even though later you'll be mazim them, if you later be mazim them, you won't kill them. So memela. So since from this leisane we won't kill them, so we can give them malchus. Mishum deleichoshiv lav shanit lazaras misses bezin. So Taisva says I have a problem. From that Gemara, it seems, even though the Loisane is Zichar Azorah and Kasher Zoma, but if in this case they won't be killed as Kasher Zoma, because it's Hukrishu L'Besayif Huzmu, so they'll get Malkis as Loisane. So this is L'Chayre Astire Ta'ay Yisayif. Our Gemara said, if the Posik Al Yeitzei is speaking equally vegan al yaitzi and al yaitzei, so you won't get malchus already for al yaitzei. And there the Gemara says that if you won't kill him from loisane, you'll get malchus al loisane already. And here the Gemara says you won't get malchus for al yaitzei because it's equally speaking vegan al yaitzi also. So Taisva says, v'sham mefurish. This problem will take care in Merubah.